5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
When I had come down this hill, I had seen this creature cross the road. It would have ripped my locked door from my truck, extracted me from my vehicle, and there wouldn't have been a damn thing I could have done about it.
This thing, I got to notice in its eyes. Its eyes was real, real evil, real sinister. The look it was giving me.
Sir, what were you reporting?
Jesus Christ, you better... Sheriff, see ya!
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Sasquatch Chronicles, a place where people share their encounters. Let's start the show. This last week and a half has been pretty tough, but I wanted to welcome back Woody to the show. I know a lot of people have missed him out there. A lot of people have, you've had every like rumor in the world told about you. So I'm glad that you're back, and I'm glad that, you know, I'm sure everyone wants to say hi to you, so.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I have been. I've been, apparently there's a lot of rumors going around about, why I left the show and what happened, but, pretty much what happened is I had a brand new baby boy on September 8th of last year. So I've been busy, you know, the show has been put aside. Thank goodness that Will and Shannon and, Wes were able to continue the show and keep it going along. I really appreciate that a lot. And, you know, I applaud them for that, and I appreciate that. I just, I've had other things other things that I've had to do. So, yeah, I've been busy, man.
Yeah.
Been busy.
I guess to talk about a few things, one of the rumors I know going on out there right now is that, you know, you and I hoaxed our whole encounter, and you felt the shame from the fraud that that was done from the Ponzi scheme, I guess. That's why you left the show. So I'm glad to have you clear the air on that. And so people understand that's not true. It's just simply not true. And we can get to our encounter here in a second. But one of the things I wanted to address was, you know, people want a response. I keep seeing all of these messages online, message after message after message, about this isn't true, that isn't true, you guys lied, on and on and on and on. And people want a response, and I understand that people want a response, but I'm sitting back just kind of watching all this going on, because I was taken off guard by it when I left for Texas. So here's what happened. About a week or two before I leave for Texas, I start seeing online that I'm making 25 to 50 grand a month from the podcast, and I'm driving around in a $70,000 Hummer, brand new Hummer, and poor Will's not making a dime. Now, what is the truth? Because I can tell you that's not true. And does anyone out there really care? You know, our normal audience that comes here for stories, I have to apologize in advance for this rant for the next hour. This is what I didn't want the show to become, and this is what the show has become at this point, is you and I on here talking about ourselves for an hour and a half. And that's like really what I didn't want the show to become. But what is the truth? If I told people out there, in my divorce, I gave my ex-wife, my sob that was 15 years old, signed it over, and didn't get a dime for it, therefore didn't have a car, went down and got a Hummer. It is an H3. It's 10 years old and has over 100,000 miles on it. And I got it for like $14,300 off the lot. And the only reason why I got it is it was the cheapest car on the lot. And it probably blue books right now for $12,500. Does that matter to anyone? I mean, really?
I guess, Wes, yes, it does. It does matter to a lot of people. Certain things do matter. I'm not sure what... I kind of almost need a minute because I'm like, I'm not sure what to think about this because it's almost like people are diving so deep into your personal life, whether, what kind of car you drive. It's almost like they want to know what your payments are, what kind of car you drive, what your wife looks like or your girlfriend looks like. And based on, and then they almost want to go back on what your life was prior to your life now. And, it's pretty hurtful, man.
It gets worse.
It hurts. Some of the stuff I've heard, some of the stuff you've told me, some of the conversations we've had, some of the stuff that I've had come in on, and I'm going to jump way ahead. I know we kind of had a schedule to where we were going to follow, you know, we were going to talk about some things.
Really, it's fine.
But there was a lot of hurtful things that were brought out about myself and yourself that hurt, man. It hurt, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets worse. It one of the other things that came up was...
I'm pissed off.
Yeah,
I'm pissed off right now.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm more hurt than I am pissed off. I'm hurt and disappointed. But I mean, it's funny because one of the main things that came up was, here's what happened. So I'm getting all these messages, right? About this $70,000 Hummer I'm driving and how I'm keeping warm at night by burning money, you know, and I'm laying by my stack of money that I light up every night and just burn just to keep warm. Right. And on and on and on. And I just kind of laughed it off. I was like, you know what? These people have no, clue what they're talking about. Not even close. So I just kind of blew it off. So I leave for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back from Texas. And I'm starting to get I got these questions about the moon phase and where the moon was at in our encounter. And people are saying, well, there was no moon that night and it was raining that night. And how could you guys see anything if it was raining? You guys made the whole thing up. Blah, 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 blah. My response at the beginning of the week was, well, maybe I have the date wrong of the encounter. I don't think so, but maybe I have the date wrong. Because the night that we were up there, it was a clear, crisp night that we were up there. And I specifically remember a big, bright moon, which I assumed was a full moon. And I've always assumed it. If you ask me today, I'd still think there was a full moon that night. Because it was so bright up there when we were up there. But what is the truth? Does that mean that our encounter didn't happen? Does that mean that, you know, and we can talk about some of the information we pulled today, and it's ridiculous we have to pull this information up. But I'll give the GPS coordinates of the exact location. We still argue about the dates. I know, Woody, you said you thought it was the 22nd. I still think it was on the 16th. I could be wrong. I still think it was on the 16th. Do people think that we just came up with this? It goes back to what is the truth? Did we come up with this in 2012, at the end of 2012, to create this great podcast that everyone loves so that we can make a buck off this in 2015? At first it upset me, but now I kind of look at that as a compliment. I hate to break it to everyone. I'm not that great of a planner. I asked my girlfriend today, is today Tuesday or Wednesday, or what day is today?
Yeah.
And I'm not that great of a planner. And I got news for everyone. If I was that great of a planner, and if I was this Ponzi scheme guy, I sure as hell wouldn't make up a Bigfoot story to come to the Bigfoot gold mine world to make a buck.
Right.
Give me a break. And the people that the true fans of the show that have listened since day one, they know that's BS. They know that's complete BS. We started this show so that people could come and share their encounters, and it was like therapy for us after our encounter. And that's why we started it. No more, no less. The show went through this evolution of just blowing up, and people wanted more and more and more and more from us. And it was just sort of like death threats when we didn't do a show on Sunday. And, you know, they wanted more and more and more and more, which, you know, I appreciate. Thanks for wanting more. And thank you to mm-hmm. everyone who enjoyed the show and wanted more and more and more. But what is the truth? You know, it's almost like this has turned, I've sat back and just watched what's going online. It's turned into like a witch hunt. A complete witch hunt. You know, if I'm getting calls at all hours of the night until 3-4 o'clock in the morning from 4 or 5 different people that are wanting copies of my dead grandfather's death certificate.
You and I both are getting that.
Yeah.
Last night was
it was outrageous.
It was unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Yeah, you call me up. You want me to take a lie detector test? I'll take your lie detector test.
Yeah.
Don't call me up and ask me for my grandfather's death certificate. Yeah. And don't tell me you have my dad's death certificate.
Saying that they have already approved your dad, your dad's death certificate, and they want to know to see your grandfather's as well. That pisses me off, man.
Yeah, you know, it's like people are contacting us and saying, well, we have your dad's death certificate. One of the comments was, you guys are obviously telling the truth about your dad dying. Too bad the rest of the story is about.
We need to verify your grandfather's death as well.
Yeah, we need to verify your grandfather's death. Come on. Really?
Right.
What is it that people want? Really? And it's like I told the people last night, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself for even bothering to pick up the phone and call and demand a copy of my grandfather's death certificate. And people who don't know about our encounter, our grandfather died right around the time of our encounter. About a week before our encounter, he passed away. And one of the comments I'm getting from people is, well, we don't know that he's dead. We want to verify that he's dead because we think you're lying about that. So it's like this has turned into a complete freaking witch hunt. Over what? I don't understand. Over what? And people keep saying, well, prove your encounter. Prove your encounter. Prove your encounter. I got news for everyone. If I could prove my encounter, I wouldn't be doing a Bigfoot podcast. I'd be out there solving another mystery of the world and be done with this one. I mean, you know, prove your encounter. You know, a lot of people, too, they say, let's talk about Will for a second. A lot of time, you know, with Will, people keep asking me, what happened with Will? What happened with Will? What happened with Will? And they assume automatically that we're guilty of lying, so Will had to leave. But what is the truth? If I told you I haven't spoken to Will since I've gotten back from Texas, what would you think? If I said, I have not spoken one word to Will since I've gotten back from Texas. Will told me he had an emergency the other night, didn't want to talk. I emailed him, and after about the third or fourth email, I realized he wasn't responding back, and I had no idea why. Here's a guy, honestly, 2 weeks ago, I would have taken a bullet for this guy. I loved Will to death. I still love Will to death. I mean, I'd be lying right now if I said I hate his guts. I still love the guy. But let's go back to his encounter for a moment. Will has said on the podcast he was 14 years old when he came across two of them. There's another podcast where he said he was 16 years old. So which is it? Was he 14 years old or was he 16 years old when his encounter happened? Now, do I think that Will is lying about the encounter? No, I don't. I really don't. I think that he is telling the truth about his encounter. I think it absolutely happened to him. But let's take a moment here. Will's within 10 feet of two of them in broad daylight with his .22. Yet he can never describe the face of them. Ever. 10 feet. In a jump, he's tackling one of them. Right. Yet he can never describe the face. Now remember, this is broad daylight. There's two of them. Middle of the day, he's 10 feet or less away from them. And can't describe the face? Now, do I think Will made that encounter up? No, I don't. I really don't. Do I think that he can't recall what the face looks like? I do. It's a traumatic thing to go through, and it's something to where it affects people. But does that mean that he's lying about his encounter? I don't believe that. I honestly don't believe he's lying about his encounter. I think he actually saw two of them. Now, because maybe sometimes he says he was 14, sometimes he says he was 16. That was a while back. He's 10 feet away, can't describe the face. That's a traumatic event. But am I going to sell Will down the... Am I going to jump ship and say, well, I think you're lying about this? No, there's no reason for me to think that. I never once thought that. I still don't believe that. I still don't believe... I don't either.
I
think it really happened.
I do, too. I do, too. And I think... I think where you're kind of going with that, I like to break things down into very simple man terms because I'm not super bright. So yeah. I like to break it down into very easy terms that I can understand. And anyways, I can understand. So think back to when you were a child and you had a nightmare. You had a super bad nightmare. Mm. Well, I can go back and I can tell you about things that happened when I was a child and I had these super bad nightmares about these things and people's coming out of the closets. But could I ever tell you about the date for sure? No, but I can tell you I was 6.
Yeah.
Or I was 7. Or I was 8, you know, and I think it all kind of stems from that, you know what I mean? It's like, we remember the important things and sometimes we forget the most important things, which would be the details as far as the date. We're not trained to remember the date, the exact daylight. We remember emotions before we remember date and times.
Yep.
And I think people, when it comes down to it, people want facts in general. They want to know the weather temperature, what the date was, what it looked like, what you were doing the day. When really what it comes down to, I was scared as hell that day. You know, we're on it, you know, and I don't know what people want, man. What do they want? What do they want? Tell me, you know?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do. I don't know, man. I'm, you know, this is sad, and I'll tell you why this is sad. Shannon is probably one of the nicest, most genuine people I've ever met. Hardworking, sincere, a great person.
Right.
Over the last week and a half, you know how many times I've read she's a whore, she's a prostitute, she's a slut, she's a bitch, she is vicious, man. Just vicious.
Yeah.
And I talked to Shannon this morning and, you know, Shannon's like on the edge of tears. She's like, you know what, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I really want to, she's like, I believe you guys, I love you guys. But is this worth it? I mean, really, is this worth it? It's a Bigfoot show. She's like, I'm being called everything under the sun. And I've seen it. I've read them on different websites, you know. And I don't know where this attack came from. I really don't. I mean, I'm starting to have my sneaky suspicions where it came from.
But I think we all know where it probably came from.
Yeah.
Enough said on that, but I think we all know where it came from.
But it's just a shame. You know what I mean? It's just,
especially for one of the most stand-up people that you know. Yeah. Shannon is a cool chick, dude. I've talked to her a handful of times and she's a smart girl. She's a stand-up girl and she's a pleasure to talk to. So anybody that's posting those comments, I would appreciate it if they quit because it's a bunch of bullshit, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and they should be ashamed. If that makes you feel good at the end of the day, calling this poor woman a slut, a prostitute, or a bitch, you know, she's a mother. I mean, for God's sakes.
Right?
You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
And it's just unbelievable to me. It's just believable to me about, you know, and I've read everything under the sun. I've read every...
I jumped out early because I wasn't believing in the mastermind of the stuff that was going on. You know, I had a baby at September 8th, people. Really? I have a 6-month old baby that I love to death right now. Really?
Yeah.
I left a Bigfoot show because I was hiding something.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It's sad, man.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's very sad.
And a lot of, you know, and it's, the saddest part is the people who love the show, and the saddest part is the people who came on the show to share their encounters, and now it's become a place about, you know, we're hoaxers, we're frauds, we're...
Rick Dyer 1, Rick Dyer 2.
Yeah, you know,
3, 4, on down the line, whatever.
And it just, it hurts. It hurts a lot. You know, I...
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You know where I was with the show 8 months ago, whatever it was. You know, I really wanted to do it. It was hard for me to do it. And people act like that we're making all this money and we're superstars and whatnot. And I'm going to ramble on here for a second, people, but the truth of it is, for instance... We've had a lot of things come in about the GPS locations, let's say, where our encounter happened today. Wes is going to be pissed at me, maybe embarrassed, but I'm going to say it anyways. He showed up at my house today, and I was working because I've been working from home lately. And we were talking about going up and getting the GPS locations, and I asked him. I said, let's take your rig. He goes, I don't even have gas to get up there. Did that not happen today?
Yeah, it happened.
Pretty shitty, right?
Yeah.
So.
I left my $70,000 rig at home.
Yeah. We left his, $70,000 rig at home, yeah. Let's say. And, anyways, we found out different means of getting it up there. And, that's just so how far fetched this whole story is, man. I mean, it's just like people think you're like, Ice Cube or something, and you're rolling down gin and juice and smoking cigars or having a Cadillac, you man. I don't know what to say, you know? Yeah.
Ice Cube.
The Snoop Dogg, sorry about that.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
My bad.
No, what I was going to say is that's the part that upsets me, is that people have this, it's like rumor after rumor after rumor after rumor, and it's just unbelievable to me, man. It's unbelievable. The other rumor I'm hearing is that I emailed you, or you emailed me, and the whole story's made up. I got news. I'm sorry to disappoint our detractors out there. I don't think I've ever emailed Woody ever about anything.
I'm not even sure where that came from, man.
It's it's one of the things out there.
I saw that. I mean, I got some of that in Facebook saying that that apparently you and I had this master plan. And they have proof of it based on emails that were sent back and forth between you and I.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah,
let's see those produced. I'd love to see them because I've never seen them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's the thing, you know. And the other thing is, too, with this Sasquatch research team of Washington State.
Right.
Now, I did contact them after our encounter. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
I did contact them. I think after Fishing Game, I was looking up Sasquatch in Washington, and they're one of the ones that popped up. And the funny part is I never emailed them. I called them. There was a number on the website, and I called the number. Talked to the guys. Nice guys. They were nice to us. I mean, real nice mm-hmm. guys.
Yeah.
And they wanted a report for their website about our encounter. Which I was happy to do because I wanted someone to go up to that location to make sure no one got killed. And no one else seemed to be doing anything about it, but these guys were like, hey, we'll head right up there, we'll ramble through the forest, and we'll take care of it. And I was happy to let them do that. So I did write out our encounter. And the only thing I asked of them is that we remain anonymous. Because I'm looking for work. The last thing I need is that we ran into Bigfoot out there and it's in the newspaper, and I just didn't want that. And that's what I asked of them, is if we could remain anonymous, but they were, here's the location, here's what happened to us, and Godspeed. And that was it. Yeah. And it was about a month or so later that they went up. Might have been a month and a half later. I honestly don't remember. But it was a period of time after our encounter. They went up there and checked the location out of the site. And that was kind of the end of it. Never really heard anything else about it. Now I'm reading all these different dates on the webs on Facebook. And, you know, it hurts, man. It hurts.
I remember exactly what you're talking about. In fact, they called me, too. Shortly after talking to you, they talked to me, asked me about exactly what happened, and pretty much our stories were very close. And they said they wanted to get up there as soon as possible. And they said that they probably wouldn't get up there till it would be late. It might be December, early January, because at that elevation that we were at, which we're going to reveal, our GPS coordinates later, right? So they said that at that elevation, there was probably too much snow for them and their crew to get up there to do any sort of research. So it was kind of left at that point for a little bit with those guys. They had all intentions of going up there right away, but based on weather conditions and the snowpack, they couldn't do it, even though it was, you know, at the time the weather was pretty decent. It was, you know, was 40 degrees here or something like that, 45 degrees, whatever it was. But you get up there, you got 10, 15 degrees difference, so.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that.
He told me that. He said, we want to get up there ASAP, but we can't because we believe that there's too much snow. And I'm like, no. My brother and I were just up there. There's not too much freaking snow.
Yeah, there was none.
There was none. I mean, if you went up another, you know, I don't know, what, 500 feet maybe, if that, there was snow up at that point. But where you and I were at, there was no snow. And they were like, no. Based on what's coming and what we believe there, we're not going to make it up there right now. And they said they probably wouldn't get up there till, I don't know. And I hate to
throw dates out.
I hate to throw dates out at this point because I'm feeling like.
Hey, do you know William Jevning's date of his encounter? We need that on this.
I don't even know the date of when I was born. Okay. Pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I don't mean that as a crack at Will.
I know, but I mean, it's, you know, dates are, they're thrown out there to where you think that everybody records them down as on it. There's only a couple dates I really remember, Wes.
Yeah.
My daughter's birthday, my son's birthday. Mm. And for some reason, I remember my ex-wife's birthday, which I wish I could forget, which I still remember her birthday.
All right.
But those are birthdays I remember, man.
Yeah.
And, for people to misinterpret certain dates on certain things that are very important to them, I get it. It's traumatic. So, you'll remember exactly what happens, but you can't remember what day, what hour everything happens. It's kind of like a bad dream sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You can go back and tell the story, but can you tell what exactly when it happened? I'm not so sure.
And that's the thing. You know, a lot of people, like with our encounter, you know, if it came out that we were there at 1 o'clock in the morning and not 2, mm-hmm. does that change anything that happened in our encounter?
Not to me.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything to me either. And the other thing, too, is everyone wants a GPS location. GPS location, GPS location, GPS location. I'll give you your GPS location here in a minute. But the part that frustrates me, you know, I was talking to a guy last night. Here's another 2 a.m. call I get. And I got a death threat today, too, which is new for me. But, unbelievable. This guy calls up and he says, this is like late, 2 in the morning last night, or this morning, or whatever you want to call it. This morning. He calls in this morning, he says, and I wake up and I'm like, you know, hello? Who's it? You know, I'm thinking, well, maybe this is an emergency. He tells me, well, I need the death certificate of your grandfather. First words out of his mouth. I said, who is this? Yeah, I need the death certificate of your dead grandfather. I go, what is it? And this is like the third call I've already had, so I already know where this is going. But I played dumb. I said, what is this about? Well, Mr. Germer, which is funny. He's calling for a death, you know, degree. Go ahead and call me Wes at this point. You know, right. If you're asking for my grandfather's death certificate.
Yeah.
There's no mister here in anything. So you can cut the crap. And, he goes, well, I need it. And I need the GPS location of where your encounter took place. I said, well, I can give you the GPS location, but you're not getting my grandfather's death certificate. Well, why? I already have your dad's.
Hold on a second. Pause. Stop. What time was this?
Like 2 a.m.
This morning.
Yeah. I've been awake almost all night.
I had Facebook messages with the same thing come in last night.
Yeah. It's like turned into this witch hunt. And I asked him, I said, so let me get this straight. You want a copy of my dead grandfather's death certificate to prove he's dead? Yep. Well, why is it that you need that? Well, I don't think he's dead. I think you guys are lying about that. And I'm just fuming pissed now. I went from like half awake to now I'm just fuming pissed. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me ask you something. And again, no reason to call me Mr. Grimmer because, you know, we're on an a-hole level at this point between each other. So you can cut the Mr. Crap out. I said, let me ask you something. If Woody and I took a lie detector test, you think this would go away? Because I'll take one right now. Absolutely. I'll sit down.
We said that in the very beginning.
Very beginning.
Never denied it, said I'd do it right away.
And I would do it right now.
Yep.
I said, so if we took a lie detector test, would that satisfy everyone? Would that clear our name from this quote unquote Ponzi scheme everyone thinks we did? Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, it would. I said, you know what? That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. You pissed me off at first. It's 2 a.m. You're asking for my dead grandfather's death certificate. But at this point, you know what? That's not a bad idea. And he goes, well, unless you and your brother are pathological liars.
I haven't heard that part. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. And I go, what? He goes, well, you know, pathological liars can pass any lie detector test there is out there. I'm like, you know, it's 2 a.m.
When does it end?
Yeah, when does it end? I'm like, you know, it's 2 a.m, man. I don't know what time it is there where you're at, but here in Washington State, it's actually 2 a.m, and I'm pretty tired.
What time is it on Mars for you there?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You know?
And it's just like, I don't, what is it that you want? What can I do for you at this point? And, well, Will left the show. What did Will say? I haven't spoken to Will. Will up and bailed. I have not spoken to Will, period, about anything. Yeah. All I'm hearing is about the $70,000 Hummer I'm driving around on, and I burn money to keep warm at night. Yeah. That's all I've heard.
And I left because I felt so guilty about what was going on.
Yeah, because of the Ponzi scheme. You left because of the Ponzi scheme. Right. And it's like, really? And it cracks me up, too, because, you know, our true fans, when we first started the show, it was bad.
It was real bad.
You know, we weren't great podcasters. We weren't great. And to think that we were like, hey, let's get into this for a gold mine on some encounter we made up. You know, so at this point, for me, and I want to thank all the people that have sent nice comments to both Woody, I, Shannon. And I want to thank those people. And I would love to continue the show. And I would love to have it be just as entertaining for people and have people share their encounters. But in the same breath, I'm not going to be answering phone calls in the middle of the night asking for my dead grandfather's death certificate. No. I got news for people. I'm not making $25,000 a month. I'm not making $50,000. I'm not even close.
I know.
And this isn't,
I don't know where the whole money thing stemmed from, bro. And I don't understand where it came from. And if anybody wants to call me and I will tell them exactly where you're at, you're no millionaire by means, you know,
I'm not even a thousandaire.
You're not, man. And
I'm barely a hundredaire.
You know, people are like, oh, well, he drives a brand new Hummer. They don't even make Hummers anymore, people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it pisses me off that people are cracking down on you so hard. And then, to be honest with you, and I made this comment before, I don't really care. I've got a lot of things going on. I have a brand new baby. If it wasn't for family and friends involved, I'd probably just let it go. But now I'm pissed, you know.
Yeah. It sucks, man.
It does, and it really hurts. It hurts because I'm getting the same messages that you're getting. Hey, we verified that your father's dead, but now we need to verify that your grandfather died around the same time. Are you kidding me, people? For real? Well, go right ahead, verify it. See what you come up with. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's next? What are you going to do?
Honestly.
Is it worth all this?
No, it's not.
Is it worth, the 2 o'clock, the 2 a.m. calls in the morning? Is it worth people calling you a liar? Is it worth some of your best friends being called a whore? Is it worth, your brother being called a liar? Yeah. Is it worth, what is it, man? What's next? You don't have to answer that. I can tell. I kind of bit you sideways there a little bit.
No. I'll answer it. Here's what's next. I'm going to continue the show. You know, here's the thing. Here's the part that bothers me about all this. Is we created something really cool here. We created a place where people can come and talk about their encounters, and it's cool. It's a cool place to come and hear people's encounters, hear what people experienced. And I will never treat anyone that comes forward with an encounter the way I've been treated. I won't do it. I refuse to do it. I'm not going to do it. And if I've done it in the past, I apologize. It won't happen again. After all of this, have to short of my brother jump ship, not make one phone call, and that hurts. It hurts. Yeah. You know, people ask about, like, well, did you know Will was quitting? I found out that Will quit the show the same way everyone else found out that Will quit the show.
I had no idea.
And I hear Renee DeHinden this, Renee DeHinden that, and reputation this, reputation that. Well, you know what? There's a thing out there called integrity too as well. And I'm sorry to disappoint everyone out there. Rene DeHinden was a scumbag. He left his wife and his kids to go look for Bigfoot. And he spent most of his time, not really looking for Bigfoot, but he spent most of his time trying to discredit Grover Krantz. So don't sit and tell me how great of a man Rene DeHinden was and how he did this and how he has this great reputation, and he was the guy never even saw a Sasquatch. So let's put things in reality here, people. Let's come back down to reality. Let's come back down to what is the truth. You know, everyone talks about the truth. What is the truth? Just like the $70,000 Hummer I don't own. What is the truth? You know what I mean?
I got gas money for you tomorrow if you need it.
Yeah, you know, and it's true. I mean, and it's just unbelievable to me when I'm reading half the stuff I'm reading, and overnight, it's like I became a fraud, and it hurts. You know, people hear us on the microphone and must think that we don't bleed like everyone else. You know, like I said, poor Shannon's almost in tears this morning. She's tired of being called a whore. She's tired of being called a bitch. She's tired of being called. And it's, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Now I know why celebrities snap. You ever wonder when you see like a celebrity snap against a guy taking a picture and you're like, wow, that guy's way out of line. Yeah. I kind of get it now. Yeah. I kind of get it. And the people out there, please don't call me anymore at 2-3 o'clock in the morning demanding my grandfather's death certificate. You're not going to get it. You're just not.
Yeah.
If you find it on your own, like you found my father's death certificate, well, good job. I hope you sleep better tonight.
There you go, super sleuth.
Yeah, you know, and if you feel better calling the names to Shannon and it makes you feel better, well, congratulations. Yeah. I hope you sleep well tonight. And, you know, if you think Woody and I lied about our encounter, Well, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. I keep hearing prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it. There's nothing to prove. Like I said, if we could prove our encounter, I sure as hell wouldn't be doing a Bigfoot podcast. Yeah. I'd be solving the UFO mystery. I'd be over, you know, with my fishing pole trying to get Loch Ness out of the, you know what I mean?
Nessie?
Yeah, I'd be getting Nessie on my fishing pole and be solving that mystery.
You know, there'd be a lot more going on, man. You don't have to prove it to me, bro. You don't have to prove it to me. I get it. I understand what you're saying. It's frustrating. It's hurtful. Especially when you are into something like this for a couple of years with somebody. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm beside myself at this point. I don't know. And I didn't realize, I guess, that people can be so hurtful.
Yeah.
You know? Some of the messages that I've gotten in the middle of the night. And here's the thing. Here's the thing is now people are going to ask us to provide the messages in the middle of the night. Which is fine. We can do that too. But it's just like, prove this, prove this, prove this, prove this. When does it ever end, man? At this point, it's like a never-ending battle. And it's almost like you're not going to win because there's so many people against you at this point. Or so many people with you. I'm not saying the whole world's against us. No. But there's a lot of, you know, there's kind of a split. There's a split right now of what people are thinking about us. I don't know, man. Some of the people that I thought that were fairly close to me, they came out and said some things that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, man. For us to concoct this whole story, you know, we got Bob Hieronymus in the back seat,
mm-hmm.
writing it down while we're giving it to him, to pull off a scam to create a crappy podcast that turned into a halfway decent podcast to turn into paid content. And now it's like, well, you guys all lied about it. This was all part of the plan.
We're geniuses, man.
Geniuses. Just complete geniuses.
Yes, we're geniuses.
Yeah. It's just, it blows me away. You know, for that big goal.
I can't balance my checkbook, but I'm a genius. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the Bigfoot world, it's a gold mine, man.
Yeah.
You drive a $70,000 rig like me and keep warm at night with your money.
Right.
Just burn it.
Right.
It's amazing. And for anyone out there, here's the GPS location. I'm sure Woody will give his breakdown on how to do this. But north is 45.82798. Again, get your, maybe we should wait. Let me get a pen handy.
Get your pins out.
Get your pins ready.
Get your pins out. So we don't want to mess this up.
Right. Oh, I'm such a jerk. North is 45.82798. West is -122.22641. Should I repeat that, or is that a little condescending if I just repeat it at this point?
They're gonna call you a liar.
It's fine. It does
just
it, okay.
You'll be confronted on
it. You can hit rewind and get it from there.
Hit the backwards button.
Yeah, hit the backwards button. Hit rewind if you didn't write it down.
Right.
The elevation is about 1,400 feet, give or take. It wasn't raining the night we were up there. I hate to break it to everyone. At that elevation in November, it doesn't rain up there anyway. It snows. And it wasn't snowing the night of our encounter. It just wasn't.
Yeah, it was clear skies.
It was clear skies the night.
Clear skies.
And I don't know what to say about the moon. I could have sworn, I know you said there wasn't a full moon. I would have bet my left nut there was a full moon that night because there was so much light. But,
Well, I'll take a whack at that too. I'll give a quick explanation of what I think happened on that. We had talked about a full moon. Wes had talked about a full moon. I think anybody, that is out in the middle of the woods after dark, and the sun goes away, the woods become, you can't even see your hand in front of your face. So for him to say probably there was a full moon, there might not have been a full moon, but there was a full bright moon. Enough to be able to travel through the woods without a flashlight. Yeah. And so, his bad on maybe saying full moon. it can be misinterpreted as a very bright moon. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, and the other thing too, you know, here's one of the other. I'm sorry to everyone that seems so unprepared, because it is.
We're just
sitting here talking. But one of the other things too is Woody's window tent. Well, let me back up. The reason why I remember the stars out that night too, because the one that was in the trees, you could see the stars behind it.
Absolutely.
Lighting it up. Mm-hmm. And so I know it was a clear night that we were up there. There was not torrential rainstorms. It was not snowing up there.
It didn't rain at all. Yeah. There was no rain.
And the other thing too is your window tent. That's the other biggest concern.
Yeah.
Is.
Because everybody's seen my window tent.
Right. And it's kind of like the tent on my Hummer.
Right.
My 70,000.
Yeah, it cost me $7,000.
Yeah. I paid for it. But yeah. And they're asking about the window tent.
Yeah.
And they're like, how could these guys see outside the window with the window tent? I mean, this is how ridiculous this got.
I know. I know it is.
And I feel bad. Here's the thing I feel bad. For people who actually like this show, this is like the worst show ever. It really is. If I was listening to this, I lost interest in all this stuff about a day and a half ago. Yeah. And if I was listening to this, I'd be like, wow, this is the worst show these guys have ever put forward. It's sad that we have to sit here and defend ourselves over it. Over what?
I'm okay with a couple questions, man. Okay with that. You know, let's have a couple questions, but let's start talking about moon phases and and people are like, oh, well, this is all relative to the story. Really? You need to know when my dad, my grandfather died? You need their death certificates to prove that we saw Bigfoot that night? I mean, that's how ridiculous this has become. I mean, I'm okay with a couple questions about, hey, what did you hear? How did you see this? What was, you know what? We'll nail them down. We'll pin the questions down and be accurate. Yeah. But when it starts getting personal like this, it's different.
Yeah.
Different, man. A whole different beast.
And here's the other part that cracks me up. And I'll get back to your $7,000 window tent that I paid for.
Yeah, I got way off track there. I apologize.
You know, this is why we aren't good co-hosts.
Yeah. We suck.
Yeah. you know, the other thing too is going back to your window tent.
Right.
You know, it's factory window tent. Mm-hmm. You can see through it. You can actually see through your window tent. It's not limo tent. It's not this.
Right.
I mean, that's how bad this show's become. We're talking about window tent.
I feel like we should just stop right now and just like end it all.
Yeah, no kidding. We're talking about limo tent. But that's the thing is that people are talking about the tent of the windows. And how could you see out of the window and see the one up in a tree? I'm not even answering that question. That's just completely, is it just me or is that retarded? Is all this retarded, but this is a really retarded question? I almost feel like an idiot, like,
having to answer these questions.
Having to answer this.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I'm okay with people that want to question things about that happened that night. But it's like you said, it goes back. If you ask me about the death certificate of my grandfather to prove an encounter, what are we trying to prove here? And if people think that we concocted this from 2012 to go to 2015 into paid content and I'm driving around.
That's crazy.
They're absolutely insane.
They're crazy.
Absolutely insane.
They're crazy. Let's go back to the window tent thing again. Because apparently that's super important to everybody. I do have window tent. It's a factory Chevy Trailblazer with factory window tent on it. I had mentioned through the story.
What year did you buy it?
What year is my car?
Yeah. No, what year did you buy it? I need the date.
I don't know. It was from somewhere.
You don't want a Blazer, do you?
No, I don't. I want a $70,000 Hummer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they asked what we saw out the window that day. I had described a blob Wes had said it was a 6 foot tall figure. Well, yeah, you know what? It was something like that. You know what I mean? It was a blob that was close to a 6 foot tall figure. What do you want me to say? What do you want us to say, people? I mean, I feel like I have so many enemies now. You know what I mean? I feel like I have to explain everything to everybody, and it's okay to have an explanation. But once you've been cut so deep by some of these other accusations that people are bringing on, it's almost like I don't even want to answer anything.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Or is that, you know, that's, I guess that's...
No, I mean, it's crossed my mind for us just to do
a... And I'm a hothead. Maybe that's what it is. I get so mad that I can't... You're so pissed off, I don't even want to answer the question.
Yeah.
You know? And you know me.
Yeah, you are kind of a dick.
I am a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, huge dick. You know? And...
It's pretty ballsy to say that, like, 2 feet from you.
You get away with it, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. You know, with this whole thing, it amazes me because I look at this, it's crossed my mind a few times. I'm thinking, just sitting back, watching all this stuff, hearing poor Shannon almost in tears this morning, and just seeing these nasty, and getting phone calls, and getting, you know, A part of me wants to go, let's take a lie detector test, post the results to prove that we're telling the truth.
And walk away.
And walk away.
That's what I want to do.
And go, congratulations, everyone.
Yeah. You feel better?
You can go back and listen to whatever you were listening to before. Congratulations.
That's exactly what I want to do.
It's crossed my mind.
Yeah. I want to do that and leave.
And just walk away from this and go, congratulations.
Yeah.
And if you paid a year membership, if you paid 6 months, guess what? You have your money back.
Yep.
I'm not going to rob anyone of anything.
Why would you?
Why would I? Exactly. I wouldn't want someone to do that to me.
Unless that was part of your master plan back in 2012.
Yeah. Master plan. Probably
in our emails back and forth, we had to probably
talk about this. Yeah. For all the people out there listening who are coming up with these emails, I'm sure that's going to come up next. But that's what I mean. And so it goes back to what I was telling you earlier. What is the truth? What's the truth? And this has become blood in the water and sharks circling. I would never have, if someone told me their encounter, I would never say, I need a copy of, so your mom died around the time. We need a copy of that death certificate. Never ask someone of that. Ever. Will's 10 feet away from two of them in broad daylight and he can't describe the face. I'm not going to sit and go, well, that didn't happen. You're full of crap. Because I think he's telling the truth. I absolutely think he experienced something and he's telling the truth. But.
Well, I'll jump out there and say everything. Say something that everybody's thinking. How come nobody's ever called him out on that? Here we are.
But in the same
way. We can move forward. We don't even have to answer that question.
Yeah. If you want. Let's go forward. No, what I was going to say is, I still believe him, though.
I do too.
I still think
he do too, but does he have sharks circling?
No. And you know what? If he did, I'd be right there backing
him up. I would back his ass up in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
That's all I was trying to say, man.
I wouldn't be, you know, Renee DeHennett of my reputation
as an
author.
And I'm not saying...
I'd be backing him up.
That's not what I was saying. I was just saying... Do you understand where I was going with that? It's like people question what happened to us, but yet... You have people with similar stories. And nobody ever brings anything up. Is it because we're in the spotlight? Right? I'm not even in the spotlight, man. I've been gone for 7 months. Or 8 months.
Yeah.
Longer than that, right? What's the date?
I knew you were going to ask that.
What's the date?
I have no clue, man, when he left. I have no clue.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
My son's 6 months old, and it left months before that. What's the date? You know what? Go ahead and email me that at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I'd like to know.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, man. They might start to... This used to be a safe place for people to come talk about their encounters.
And something that was fun.
And something that was fun.
It started off as something that was fun and enjoyable and a place for people to come, and now it's, I don't know what it's become, man. It's become something different.
And I still want it to be that, though. It's like, I don't want to take an hour to do this. To me, this is very uninteresting. Maybe, I'm sure this will be our highest downloaded show in the world. But to me, this is the most uninteresting show. This is boring.
Sucks ass.
Yeah, it sucks. This sucks doing this.
Yeah.
And if you're out there listening, waiting for a story, I apologize to you. And, but here's the thing. You asked me what I was going to do earlier. You know, if I quit the show, that means these guys won. That means I won. Right. And over what? Over nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
You know, I'm going through all our audio and video, and I have a lot of cool things I wanted to post this week. And I'm dealing with this. I'm just dealing with this.
You know what the biggest downfall of the whole thing is if you decide to bag it. Because obviously I can't be involved as much as I was. And I'm not sure where. At this point, I don't blame Shannon forever. I don't blame Shannon forever looking back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the biggest downfall is for the people that actually want to call in and share their truthful experiences, man. It comes right down to it from that's why you and I started this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of like here we are at ground one at ground zero again, starting completely over. But it almost means more this time to me. Because before I really didn't have a knowledge of Bigfoot so much. And then this happened to me and I became involved. And now it's like, I understand why people kind of need this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where else are you going to go, man?
That's what I said after our encounter. Where do you go to tell someone?
Where else are you going to go?
Where do you go to, you know, without someone attacking you? Where do you go to say, hey, this happened to me, and not be in fear of, well, I need your grandfather's death certificate. I need,
right.
You know. Yeah, you're right. And
that's the biggest part of this that really sucks. I mean, other than that, and then you're going to have to trade your $70,000 Hummer on Geo or something.
Yeah. But I'll sell it right now for 20 grand.
Sold, because I'm making so much money.
Yeah. It's a $50,000 investment.
It's right off the bat. $50,000 investment.
You spend 20, you got a $70,000 rig.
It's a classic. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. An antique.
But that's what I'm saying, man. I think that's probably not, you know, the biggest loss isn't going to be, Will Jevney, and the biggest loss isn't going to be Shannon. It's not going to be you, me, or the guest on the show, but it's the whole thing together.
Yeah.
And it's too bad.
Yeah. And it's sad because that's what made, I know we had some differences with different people we've had on. But at the end of the day, I didn't want the show to be about you and I. I didn't want the show to be about Will. I didn't want the show to be about Shannon. I wanted to be about, hey, I saw this, guys. Mm-hmm. And this happened to me. And because I wanted that. After our encounter, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to go and tell someone and say, this happened to us. And tell me everything's going to be okay. Tell me I'm not insane. Tell me I'm not crazy.
Right.
And that's all I really wanted. And so, I mean, you know, I guess to close this out, I think at this point, it's best to move on with the show and keep the show going. Because you know what, people out there, and I'm not going to play these Facebook games, and I'm not going to get online and argue with you on Facebook. I'm not going to, it goes nowhere. It's a waste of time. I've done it before. and you sit there 48 hours later, you're still arguing with some idiot online over it. It's uninteresting to me. I'm sorry, that sounds really arrogant, but it doesn't interest me to sit and argue with you on Facebook. It just doesn't. And
on your Saturdays, your Sundays, your Fridays, all through the week.
Yeah.
Never quits, man.
It's nonstop, you know.
Not that we appreciate everybody's input, but sometimes, man, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to keep the show going. Does it suck that Will left? Yeah, it sucks that Will left. Like I said, Will was a good man. Still is a good man. And you know what? I still love him like a brother, man.
Absolutely. And I think probably one of the most important things is before we close the show out, before we end it, I did not leave for the fact of this being false advertisement.
Yeah.
I want to make that clear. So whoever has said that, I don't know who has exactly come out and made that public or where it even started. I left for one reason, is because I was a family man at the time, and that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, that's pretty much all I really wanted. I mean, everything else, yeah, I understand, but it pisses me off when people say that I left because it was all fraud.
Yeah.
You know that's not true. Will knows that's not true.
Yeah.
Shannon knows that's not true. Yeah. And I think all the listeners probably know that's probably not true as well.
Yeah.
Because I had said that I had a son coming.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that we can super squash right now, because I want to.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that I'm glad you said that, because
Will knew that I was going to have a son before most people in my family even knew I was going to have a son.
I think at this point, it's best to move forward with the show. And it's best to... This almost makes me want to make the show better than what it already is. Just to stick it to everyone. Not to everyone. When I say everyone. There has been a lot of good people out there that have supported us. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because like I said, people hear us on the microphone.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that we bleed like everyone else. You know what I mean? And it's like, you
gotta have thick skin, but at some point you're like, enough is enough, right? Yeah.
But a lot of people have sent a lot of nice comments. So I want to thank those people from the bottom of my heart. There's been a few times, man, where I've been pretty down for the last couple of days. And then it's like, ding, I get a message.
Non-stop, man.
Non-stop. Yeah. A lot of the people are like, hey, you know what? I'm, you know, backing you guys up and I hope this comes across okay. I know we're, you know, real super prepared for this.
Yeah, we're just going to sit back and say, here we go. So,
but I think the best thing to do is just move forward with the show. Let's make it better than it was before. And maybe I'll put a call out there for a co-host to one of the fans, have them come on as co-host.
Should.
It's not a bad idea, huh?
Mm-hmm. See what happens. See what you get.
But as far as all this other stuff, this other nonsense... I'm not going to turn this show, I refuse to turn this show into a weekly, well, let's address this now. Well, let's address that now. Let's address it. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. And if that's what the show becomes, I'll quit.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Right.
But I think at this point, you know, it's best to move forward with the show. And like I said, I want to make the show better than it was before, just to stick it to everyone. I keep saying everyone. Stick it to where all this came out and all these attacks.
And I just want to thank everybody too. I mean, I want to thank everybody for the support too, man, on that realized that I had a new baby and, all the support. I've had a lot of people keep saying, when are you going to come back? When are you going to come back? Where's Woody? Where's Woody? What is he doing? Is he in jail? I mean, I heard everything. Is Woody in jail? What is he doing? No, really, just been kind of kicking it. People, been home taking care of a little tiny one. So, that's where I've been. And, I hope to be in contact with you a little more. You and I kind of set separate ways a little bit based on personal reasons, more than anything.
Yeah.
you're making more money than I was, so I didn't want to talk to you. No, but, I mean, it is what it is. And so, people really look at the big picture. Yeah. Look at the full story. Look at the big picture and, make a judgment call for yourself.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So thank you. I just wanted to say thank you.
So the show will go on, people. The show's going to go on and we'll just move forward and keep this show going. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Thanks for, hanging out with us and, just the most unprepared show I've ever done.
Sometimes they're the best, man.
Yeah. Well, it's, thank you everyone for the support. Thanks, Woody. And everyone have a good night.
Something acquired.